Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August the 7th. The grains have opened up mixed here with the December corn right now down 4.25 cents. It was down about 2 overnight. September wheat up 10.5 cents at 643.5. We were a little bit higher than that, maybe a penny or two overnight. November beans down 36.5 cents at 1296.75. That's down about 6 cents from the overnights. Grains and beans and corn under pressure here as we had, you know, good rains from Friday through Sunday. There's more rains expected this week. South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana all got rains this weekend and are looking for more in the week to come. Missouri got some good rains, so things have improved there. We did start the week off with some sales, 251 corn to Mexico, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Now, today we'll have the export inspections. They should be improving now as we get a little bit closer to the end of the growing season. And I think these export numbers will help that. We had the big exports last week on the beans, and hopefully they'll be improved. Now, the wheat was stronger overnight with Ukraine hitting a Russian oil tanker. The Russians responded by sending some drones into a medical facility in Ukraine. Looks like they may have hit the ports again as well. So if anything, the war is accelerating between Ukraine and Russia. Now, they had the meeting in Saudi Arabia. The only thing positive was China was there trying to help work out a deal, but we'll see what happens. You know, Russia wants the SWIFT banking system put back on. And I don't think anybody's willing to do that, so the war goes on. On this afternoon, we'll get crop progress. Everybody's expecting a 2 to 3 percentage point increase in corn and beans out here. Winter wheat should be virtually all harvested, I would imagine. Spring wheat is 10 or 15% harvested out here. On Thursday, we'll get export sales for the week. And then on Friday, we get supply and demand and crop production. The crop production will be as of August 1st, so some of these rains might not be included in that projection, but we'll see what they come up with. I don't think, you know, those early rains, you know, they helped a little bit here and there, but I think a lot of this crop was really hurt. Now, I've always said that with today's genetics that the crops wait for the rains and then they grow like weeds, and that may be the case again this year. So I'm tempering my outlook on corn, I'm guessing about 176 to 177. Beans, 51, somewhere in that range, maybe a little bit higher, 51.5. So those are the things we're looking at for this week. But, you know, rain makes grain. We're under some pressure here today. And, you know, it's been a good opportunity to market grains on these rallies. Every time we seem to have these hard breaks, we manage to come right back. We'll see if that's the case this time. But I think that's really dependent on the war in Ukraine or a sudden shift in the weather. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.